This is a Dese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Stop looking at me in the eye when I'm talking. I'm a celebrity! I'm Burr Martin from the Burr Martin Experience. Never heard of me? You remember a while ago when every time you opened up your internet browser, there was some chubby dude in a white tank top making fun of his daughter's selfies? Yeah, it was me. So the good news is I'm hosting a podcast, which is audio. That means you don't have to look at me. I'm also a geek and have been into comics for as long as I can remember. So as the internet dubbed me Selfie Dad, I'll be talking to parents and kids about growing up, being geeks, and how they got to be where they are now. Look, it's only an hour every other week, and since my wife is listening, the podcast is kid-friendly and family-approved. Let's call it your PG-13 podcast, but I should probably say a little more Bad News Bears and a lot less Shark Boy and Lava Girl. So look for the Burr Martin Experience every other Sunday night where you can find me on pantspending.com, iTunes, or wherever quality podcasts are found. Yeah, every other week. What am I, a machine?
Quit looking me in the eye! I see you doing it! Where's my brown M&Ms? Just the brown ones.
Hello, my gentle snowflakes. This is Deese. You know me as host of The Social Hour, but now you can find me every Tuesday hosting the brand new Drink and Debate podcast. The Drink and Debate is an improv comedy competition in which four teams of comedians from all over the Pacific Northwest face off for beer, glory, and the title of Master Debaters. Wait, what? For beer, glory, as they master debating. Shit. Master Debaters. It still sounds like I'm saying masturbate. Master did it. Son of a bitch! Screw it, we're doing it live! As comedians debate some things, so join us on the Drink and Debate podcast. Every Tuesday, you can find us on socialhourpod.com or on iTunes. And find the Drink and Debate live shows every month at the Spokane Comedy Club, hosted by myself and comedian Nick Cavassier. Go to SpokaneComedyClub.com for all the details. We'll see you there.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC. So if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
Don't do coke in the bathroom.
Get ready for the social hour.
Live from Dese World Studios in Spokane, Washington. This is The Social Hour. On today's show, musician Aaron Parks, producer Trav Swartout, and now your hosts, Monica Stutz, and finally able to get rid of that blonde on the logo, Deese Casillas.
Malam Keen, everyone. Welcome to the Social Hour. We're gathered here today once again to mourn the loss of someone almost as important as George Michael. Today is Monica's last episode. And then I'm never letting her back in the studio again, even though I told her I would.
Oh.
I fucking lied.
You're going to be a lock on the door?
I'm not even going to let her do Monica's munchies this week. I asked her about it just to make her feel like we were going to talk about it, but we're fucking not. Oh, thank you guys for joining us for another fantastic episode of The Social Hour. As I said, as you diligent listeners know, this is Monica's last episode. She will come back and visit us, but we do have a great episode planned for you. A couple fun things we're going to do. One last Monica's Munchies. Tell you where to eat. We've got Aaron Parks, great local musician, coming on the show, and much, much more. First we got to say goodbye.
Monica, I'm going to miss you.
Oh.
So.
You guys will get on with it fine.
Fuck yeah, we will.
The show must go on.
It was better than, you know. I thought one day I was just going to find you like OD'd, and it was just going to be like some four. You know, I was going to have to break it to people the bad, but no, it's an amicable split. She'll be out there still. She'll still be out there.
And you are going to come back and visit us, right?
Of course.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'll find some good things
I'll see what
about.
I can do.
Maybe I'll get some jokes or something.
Yeah, try to work on that.
Yeah, I'll work on my material.
1.5 years on the show, you couldn't get one.
Yo.
I can think you're going to get
I still don't know how to make a dollar out of 50 cents.
So before we get into everything, guys, as usual, you know, Pants Pending, go to the website, like all the shows, listen to them all, go to Patreon.com/PantsPending, donate, and then maybe we can keep a co-host. She's got to get paid.
I know.
Bitch, got to get paid.
Yeah.
So.
Some bills.
That's right. Oh, let's see. We've got a lot to talk about. First off, though, I have something for Monica. A small parting gift.
This makes me really happy.
Oh my gosh. What is it?
It's a giant black dildo.
Oh. Yeah, it's like
it's
Christmas.
It's not a small parting gift.
No. It's actually just a little tiara and crown. Because she is our princess.
Oh.
And then just a little
How cute.
Just a picture of us for you to take with you.
Oh.
For the road.
I love it.
Who's that girl with the brown eyes?
Who's that girl with the brown eyes?
Who's that broad?
Me and that other blonde. So now I just have to find another blonde I can slap on the logo.
Oh.
Or paste Traz's face over you. We'll figure it out. We'll work it out.
That'd okay. Putting this tiara on for sure. It's like when we had the Miss Spokane competition.
Well, yeah, Ashley Karras or Karras or whatever her name was in here. Oh, man. So, I also talked to some people we know who wanted to give Monica some parting words.
Oh, God.
Some people from the network and some people from you know, who've been on the show.
Okay.
It's gonna be like the end of Big Fish.
Yeah.
Oh.
So first up, host of The Hustle, Will Gilman, had this message he wanted to send Monica.
Hey Monica, it's your big buddy Will from The Hustle, also on the Pants Pending Studios podcast network. Sorry to sneak in the cheap plug, but, you know, it's a business. Anyway, I just wanted to wish you well in your future endeavors, and I'm very glad that you were able to get away from Deese unscathed. I don't want to say that he's
slightly
a predator, but his middle name is Predator. I've seen the birth certificate. It's fucked up. I'd have my own pending case against him, but he later showed me what I was wearing that night. And so it turns out I was asking for it. Shucky darns an ass rape. So like I said, I'm glad that you're getting away from him before he could affect you the way he's affected the rest of us. I still remember meeting you in Sandpoint at the Sandemonium, and you were incredibly nice to me, which caught me off guard because you're an incredibly attractive blonde girl, and I'm me.
Sometimes Will doesn't remember things.
Out of anybody, so thank you for defying expectations. And hey, we're bionic arm buddies now.
Yeah.
I got a steel plate and 12 screws in my arm, so you're stuck with me. Okay, that sounded incredibly dislike. I better shut off this recording before I do it again. I'm a Mexican! Fuck. Okay. this is taking over my life, and I don't want it to. Monica, get away while you can. I'll miss you, but I understand.
There you go.
Thanks,
from
Will
Gilman, host of The Hustle, with many shows on Pants Pending Studio Podcast Network. God, that's a mouthful every time I say it. I always screw it up. It's only been like a year and a half I've been on the network, and I can't figure out what the fuck is going on. So we've got a couple more to go through. Who do you want to hear from next? This comes from another gentleman on the Pants Pending Podcast Network, Mr. Selfie Dad himself, Burr Martin. He wanted to send a message to Monica and let her know, let him know what he thought of her, and just some see ya on your ways. Here you go.
Okay.
Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, John Lennon and Paul McCartney, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, Cybill Shepherd and Bruce Willis. That's right, those are duos that could not stand each other. Now, whether that was you and Deese or not, I'll never know. I didn't know you well enough. We only did the one episode together. But still, Deese wanted everybody to say goodbye because he was going to dig some dirt up on us, and so I kind of felt like I had to do this. So anyway, so long, Monica, and hopefully someone else steps in to tell us where to eat.
Oh, maybe someone will. Who could ever fill the shoes? If only they could build a website that could help us
figure out where to eat.
We could yell help, yell or something. I don't know. Who's to say? Who's to know? I mean,
but mine are always rated so high. That means they're always good.
Oh,
when are you going to get an 8 out of 10 on Yelp?
That's right. Yeah, well,
50
that's
times
true.
In a row.
And next we have the man who is one of our most frequent guests, good friend of the show. Mr. Jeremy Person. If I can. There you go. Here we go.
All right.
Monica, it's been a pleasure being a guest on the show with you. I'm currently driving, so my kids are going to speak on my behalf. I've learned so many things from our short time together, such as a ton of restaurants I've never heard of and can't afford to go to because my children are constantly draining my bank account. Taught me that I know way too much about the Kardashians. I learned that it's also okay for the white people to use the N-word as long as they enunciate it with CK. I'm not going to try it, but I think you're onto something. I believe you found a loophole to add more dwindling supply of the white privilege. I'm so eager to leave the show due to Trump talking away your Obamacare. You will surely be missed. In fact, I'm retiring from the show, too. F this S. I'm out.
Oh, my God.
That was Jerry Person's son reading on his behalf. As
that
he
is
was busy
adorable.
Driving.
Oh, my gosh. That is too cute.
And last but not least, if I can play it here. We've got one more from Jay's, or from Monica's frequent fill-in guest co-host when she's not here, the lovely Jay Mitz.
Oh, Monica, I will miss you more than words can describe. You are the bright star in a black galaxy. You are the fine Merlot in my underground wine cellar, and that's where I want to keep you forever and for decades and decades and decades.
There you go.
All right. For decades.
For decades, you will be in the
cellar.
Wine cellar.
Okie doke.
So there you are.
Aw, thanks.
So
guys,
people were thinking about you. They wanted to say bye.
No.
And let you know. All right, enough with that shit. We got an hour and a half to kill. I gotta go do a show tonight. I have no fucking idea what I'm doing yet. Still, so it's gonna be interesting.
You could just make fun of me.
I could. No, well, I could. I suppose. Yeah, it's true.
I know you got a lot of material.
That's true. I was telling Traz, it's a show called Comedy Confessions where you get 15 minutes. So I got to talk about being blacked out and drunk, and I'm like, how do I talk about that when I don't remember when I'm blacked out.
Yeah.
So I've got a little dialogue. We'll see how it goes. But with that, guys, let's why don't we get, I've got one thing I want to talk about, but let's get into some Monica's munchies first.
Chichita. Now it's time for... Monica's Munchies.
All right, well, we had been talking about the fact that it is hard to find good Chinese food in Spokane. So I went ahead and ate a couple places, you know, accidentally.
Just
test out the waters for you all. I went to Minghua because I was told that by several people that that was their favorite. They're located at 1618 West 3rd Avenue. Right downtown, centrally located. What was nice is that they did like the combo plates. A lot of times you can only do those at lunch. Mm-hmm. And you usually have to do like a family style for dinner. But you can still do a combo platter at dinner, and it's only like $10. And it comes with an egg roll, comes with soup to start off. I had the almond chicken, and I had sweet and sour pork, and then it also has fried rice too. So that's nice to be able. I always like to be able to try a lot of different things. So if you just go with one other person, you don't have to just.
Was at Minghua, you said?
At Minghua.
That's the one down on 3rd?
Yeah, the one on, it's right off of 3rd. And everything was excellent. We had gotten their takeout before, and so I'd tried I'm always a big like chow mein or lo mein fan, really liked that too. So definitely give it to Minghua for having a good option for Chinese restaurants. And then Three Sisters is another one. It's right down the street from me, and I usually only go to them for pho, and then realize they have a really great Chinese menu as well. So we did some pot stickers. I did the shrimp pho. Had the chicken with... bean, what are those? The bean, like it's like an edamame, but it's like a snap peas. Chicken with snap peas, beef and broccoli, and then the chow mein there as well. And it was excellent. I always love their pho. There's not, like most of the pho places, like I like one over here, and I went like one downtown, so it's nice to have one in the valley too. They did open up a second location. I can't find the other address, but I believe it's on the South Hill or... north side. So at least between these two places, you can, if you live somewhere in Spokane, you can find some good Chinese food. The one in the valley, though, is located at 10615 East Sprague Avenue.
All right.
And those were my picks for Chinese food.
Which one is better?
I'm going to go with Three Sisters.
Three Sisters.
Only because we got like entrees, and so I did get to pick something that,
I've been so disappointed of every Chinese food place I ever go to in Spokane. I went to that place by the mall, like the Jade Dragon or the Red Green Dragon or the Dragon.
The Red Dragon.
Not the Red Dragon. It's like the one, because it's right across the street from the mall.
On
the
north side? Or?
Yeah, on Northtown Mall. It's like the...
Like the one with the big giant fancy dragon sign?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it was it was just terrible. I mean, like, it was just like these little pieces. They just dollop gravy all over it.
Yeah.
Nothing good.
Not good, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't. I want some.
Yeah, it was the Three Sisters I felt was a little more authentic. Minghua, it might have been because of what I ordered too, because it was in a combo meal.
Yeah.
But both were the farthest I've gotten. My girlfriend also recommended, I don't really do buffets, especially for Chinese food, but she said the Canon Buffet. All the way
Division.
She said that one's really good, and she lives on the top of the South Hill and drives all the way to that buffet. So
all
it
you
must
can
be
eat
something
Chinese
good.
Food.
Yeah,
yum, yum.
That
yum.
Is like,
except like talk about MSGs. You just feel bloated for like the next 3 hours afterwards.
Like nowhere puts MSG in anymore because like people can't have it.
Yeah, it's
kind of a
that the this.
Now.
Chinese buffet in Missoula I used to go to all the time when I was still smoking weed. Like we just get stoned and go there and just eat. Like I would eat just fucking barbecue pork like 3 days straight.
Yeah.
Just piles of it. It was enough to kill you. My insides are probably like neon red right now because that's so much shit.
Yeah, I'm sure it's from the Chinese food and not from the booze or drugs.
Right. The mass amounts of drugs and alcohol I poisoned my body with.
But leave it to the pulled pork or the.
It's the pulled pork that'll get you.
Yeah, but
it's not so the cocaine. It's the pulled pork.
That's so funny.
You'll have to check out one of these because I definitely recommend because I've had a lot of Chinese food in this town, and I've not liked any of it.
All right, I'll have to try one. I always.
Have you guys tried Gordy's?
No, I haven't yet.
It's on my list too.
I hear so many good things about that place. I heard it's like the spot.
That's what I hear too, but it's like literally, I never think of the South Hills like a different world for me. I never get up there. Like anything past, anything south of the freeway, I just never make it. Like, I get to downtown, I'm like, I'm fucking good. I'll fucking find something. And then the other thing I heard is it's very, they do, like, family style. Mm-hmm. So, and I dine alone most of the time because I'm a lonely individual.
Very sad.
Ladies.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
His number is
5. Right. 562, motherfucker. And I'm just like, and I go, I never want to, I don't want to eat that much food by myself. And and I don't know. I don't know.
Well, maybe we'll have a sayonara dinner.
There you go.
We'll go to Gordy's. And they do have a Groupon right now.
So. Ooh, good. See, that's the thing,
that's
too.
That's always enticing.
I don't go out for lunch a lot. I go out for dinner a lot. Yeah. And I'm rarely, like, to me, I want Chinese food for lunch for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why I never, like, it's not a dinner thing to me.
It's because you want something heartier.
Yeah. I want, like, a steak or, like, a burger and fries for dinner.
Yeah.
Chinese food is a great lunch to me, I feel like. I don't know why. I'm just fucking weird.
That's just how you are.
All right. Well, go check out those places. That's
the last.
Closing the door.
But if y'all need to have any questions about food, you just call me.
Just closing the door on Monica's Munchies.
Nobody else is going to eat somewhere at least once a week.
I mean, I'm going to eat places every day, but I probably won't talk about it. Maybe. We'll see what everyone else, what the next
you
person
you can call
brings.
Me and ask me where I ate that
We'll
week.
Have your phone in. So, all right. So, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl a little later in the news, I assume.
Totally.
But I want to talk about a Super Bowl ad.
Oh, I was going to talk about that too. That's okay.
Dude, I'm so glad to be a part of this.
Is this
any of the Super Bowl commercials, but okay. I know you guys would read them all out.
This. Oh, whoops. Hold on. God, shut off the music.
Never mind. It's not that one.
There we go. Who's producing this fucking show? Who's running this show?
He can't control that.
That one was on me.
Yeah.
All right. So this was a Super Bowl ad by Audi. So I don't know if you guys saw this one, we'll walk you listeners through it if you saw it, or you can go and look up on YouTube Audi Super Bowl 2017 ad. This ad enraged me.
Because there's woman drivers?
Because they didn't crash. No, so just listen to the dialogue, okay?
What do I tell my daughter?
So I'm going to set it up for you. Sorry. It's young kids in a soapbox derby race, which, by the way, would be fucking illegal in 2017.
Well, like that's
a class action lawsuit waiting to happen.
Why?
Can you imagine if one of them crashed into another kid and they like broke their arm or something? That's like they would sue the other parent out of existence. This society is too litigious.
The same thing can happen in wrestling.
Whoa. All right. Well, that's like sanctioned. This is like you're behind a wheel and you're not covered by your homeowner's insurance.
It's not like they have a motor.
I know. Like these are the things you can't take a dog on a beach now. Do you think you can put a bunch of fucking kids in rickshaws and send them down a hill and just hope they live and that's legal?
This is an extremely solid point.
Right,
actually.
This isn't the Philippines.
T.I. and Tiny did it on their show on their street.
All right, but they shut it down and get 18 permits from the city of L.A. to do that. So anyway, it's a bunch of kids and their parents are watching. It's a soapbox derby. And there's one girl in this soapbox derby. The name of this commercial is Daughter. And just listen to the dialogue, please.
Non-existent soapbox derbies are sexist. Is that what this is about?
Just listen to the dialogue. Like this is the inner monologue of the father.
Do I tell her that her grandpa's worth more than her grandma?
Oh my god, I nailed it.
That her dad is worth more than her mom. Do I tell her that despite her education, her drive, her skills, her intelligence, she will automatically be valued as less than every man she ever meets.
And she won the Derby.
I'll be able to tell her something different.
Okay, and then they get in their fucking $80,000 Audi and fucking drive home.
He's like, good thing I get paid more than your mom, bitch. Check out my garage.
But she's still paying off that 82 Tercel. listen to this. This fucking thing, this commercial enraged me. Because first of all, this is the worst fucking message to feed the culture out there. And you're just being like, you're worth less. You're worth less. We are going to pay you less. You're not as good as your fucking brother or a man or anything. And like, why would you shove that message down? You're instantly telling them that they're not good enough or as good.
He said he's going to tell her something different. He's like, times are a changing.
Yes, he would like. No, he said he'd like to
these
be.
These are all
to,
the things on my mind. Yeah. I wish like, it was different.
And don't backtalk your husband, or you might get a black eye. And not only that, this whole like a woman is worth less than a man thing is such a fucking fallacy. That's not a real statistic.
Right.
It's a 20% difference in annual pay because there's a disproportionate amount of women in the workplace or men compared to women. There's less women in the workforce.
And if they there do were crazy things like take a lot of time off to have children and stuff like that.
So yeah,
like,
so they have to do those things. So like that's the disparity. It's not like if Monica and I both went and applied at Best Buy today, they're not going to be like, give him $12, give her $9.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
They're going to give us the same fucking starting wage.
Right.
There's just less women in the workplace. That's where the 20% difference is. Stop with this fucking shit of like, the only thing corporations want is the person who's going to make them the most money.
Right.
If that person has a vagina, fucking pay them a shit ton of money and get us more money. That's it.
Oprah.
Has to do with somebody being attractive.
That's absolutely
true. A man
true.
Or a woman, it's usually like, you know.
You want to talk about equality in America? Be a good-looking woman.
Yeah,
shit.
Like,
right. Yeah.
Nobody's making more than a good-looking woman. Between me and the 40-year-old bartender, you know, I'm usually making a little
you
more
You want your
money.
Bartender 40 or 38 and a half?
Yeah, I'm not 38 and a half.
Do you like your women marginally younger?
Dick. How rude.
But this is like this. What a shit message and such pandering in this fucking like in this day and age. Like you're a fucking corporate. That's like socially irresponsible almost to as a corporation to pull out that ad and be like so grandiose. Like hey, you know, guess what? Audi, I want to be like, hey, did you find, was that a female director that you had filmed that? Mm-hmm. Then all female crew there. Why the fuck wasn't it? If you're going to stand up on Mount Pius and shout down at us about how fucking sexist we are, that better have been an all female driven production you just put out there. Or kiss
straight
my
up,
dick,
man.
Dude. Like, you're such fucking back ass words. Like contradictory fucks. I can't even believe that they would have the audacity to put that out there like that. And then, you know, that was a guy that directed it.
Yeah.
And there was all the guys around there holding the boom mics. It was all guys who were 6'7", 250 pounds with calves the size of bowling balls.
Yeah.
It wasn't little waif models holding these giant boom mics and soundstage shit. Like, and that's okay. They're more equipped for that job. And there's not a lot of women that want those jobs.
Yeah, women want to go be hairdressers and makeup. And,
yeah.
You know, like, dude, that's what they choose to do that because that's what they're passionate about.
Dude, I don't know what girls want to do. Like, maybe they want to race soapbox derbies, but that was...
And that's okay, too.
Okay, too. But, dude, that was the dumbest commercial I've ever seen. And, like... That's exactly why I didn't watch the Super Bowl yesterday.
Is
like
that why you didn't watch it?
It literally is just like the whole shebang-a-bang. Like, everything is so freaking lame now. Like, all these corporations and like politicians are like just trying to use everything to make it and try to just talk shit about commercials with people eating wacky food and having good times. Like,
yeah,
fucking pander to me.
No, everything now has there's an agenda on it. Audi commercial. On everything.
Yeah, yeah, completely. There's an agenda. Like, I laughed because after the halftime show, which I'm sure we'll talk about, Lady Gaga, they had these fireworks that shot off that spelled Pepsi.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was actually really tight.
It was cool. No, it was very. It was great. But how much do you think that cost?
A lot.
$2 million?
$45 at an Indian stand?
Didn't stop me from the fact that I only drink Coke.
Well, not only that. Yes, that. Because no one sees that and be like, you know what?
I need a Pepsi.
Maybe I will drink Pepsi instead of Coke.
No.
Like, no one's that flu. If you're a soda drinker, you are stuck to your soda, you know? It's like child like porn and coconut.
Yeah.
Like, you don't waffle a lot. Right. You're not like, today I'll diddle a kid and I'll drink a Pepsi.
Nope.
You're all in on whatever your soda is. And but not only that, it's like Pepsi, you want to have like these ads about, they have like this one commercial about integration and immigration in America and this whole grandiose like a fucking self-righteous fucking jerk fest. And then they spend probably, I want to know, because I would bet it's in the millions of dollars it cost them to do that, to do those fireworks. It was $45 worth of fireworks, like Traz said, but the cost to advertise that way, millions. Okay, put those millions of dollars towards humanitarian works instead of a fucking 3-second fucking, you know, money shot of a fucking Pepsi in fireworks.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's not... I hate this whole like celebrity Super Bowl advertising, media, commercials, all that stuff. That really is why I didn't watch the Super Bowl. And it's like, dude, all these people have an agenda. And it's like, Audi's not out there trying to sell cars, dude. They're fucking out there like trying to like program people and like promote a message. And, like,
yeah.
Same with Pepsi. They're not trying to sell fucking Pepsis. Like, they're part of the international cabal.
Like, this is good.
Yeah, dude. Like, what about supermodel Pepsi?
This is a little too sweet. I wish I had a Coke.
Yeah.
This thing's kind of syrupy. I wish it had a little more.
That shit pisses me off, dude. It's like not fun. It's everywhere now. Like, it's even in the Super Bowl, like the biggest platform in all of media.
Yeah, it's just one big.
If it's not the halftime show, which I didn't see, or all these fucking stupid commercials we're talking about, like, why? Stop it.
Yeah.
Sell me products like a human being. Shit.
Sell me products. You know what's funny is...
Paris Hilton needing a cheeseburger like she should.
Right. Yeah. Where's that shit again? Mm-hmm. The funny thing is I don't ever see commercials and think, I'm going to go get that. I'm going to go buy that. That looks like a good deal. Like, I mean...
I was a little enticed by Christopher Walken and Justin Timberlake.
I didn't see that commercial.
And he goes, he's talking about the drink or whatever, and it's called Bye. And then he, like, looks over, and it's Justin or whatever, and it's all Bye, Bye, Bye. And
I was that's funny.
I was like, I might need to try it just because. But I saw somebody Snapchat today, and they took a picture of the Bye drink or whatever, and they were like, sorry, Justin Timberlake and Christopher Walken, this drink sucks. I'm like, that's kind of how it is. But everybody probably went out and gave it a taste and is like, I'm going to go get a Coke.
Yeah, I'm going to go get a Coke now. What's funny to me is just like, they say like the 28 to 30 or 28 to 40 or whatever is like, or what is like 25 to 40 is like your prime demographic that, you know, when they're talking about viewership and, you know, demos for selling products and things like that, like that's the money demo. I'm like, really? First of all, most people I know who are under 30 are fucking broke as shit.
Well, that's a little outdated. That's like using 90s metrics, in my opinion.
Well, they still use that metric, which is crazy because most of those people are fucking broke. And second of all, like
anti-corporation.
Well, they're the ones deciding what products goes in a home.
Well, here's the thing. I'm 34. Yeah, 34. I've been locked in on the products I use for a long time. Like, it doesn't matter how many Colgate commercials you show me. I'm not going to be like, oh, I should fucking maybe brush my teeth with something else. Fucking the shit I use is just fine.
I just get what's on sale.
Right.
That's what most Americans do, like, in a real economic standpoint. Like,
yeah.
Dude, I'm so pissed off of all this commercial shit. I hate it.
Oh, no.
Like, I
Rile them up.
I literally think that, like, the fucking Illuminati, if you will, like launders money through media and uses media as a platform of like changing people's minds.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's why I think that the Pepsi logo costs like fucking $60 billion to create, where the Nike commercial cost $20 in a competition in the 70s when that company came out. Like,
yeah.
So to me, it's just like so fucking sick and sadistic. Fuck you, Fox. Fuck you, NFL.
He's gonna have to start having his like boycott like you do.
I'm gonna
who's mad at this week
on our next at the end of this, at the end of 2017, when we do our best of show, I am going to put together a compilation of Traz's like corporation rants.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna see, I'm gonna like put together all a string of all the times he says corporate fascist. Yeah. And, like, it'll just be like
corporate fascist.
It'll just be like 18 minutes.
Get back at him.
But
write them all in note too.
Yeah. No, but I
this is my note. This podcast. Yeah. Like, thank you for letting me sing. Fucking corporations.
No, it's true. I agree with you 100%, Traz. I make fun. It'd be funny, but I agree with you 100%. I don't understand all the advertising. Like it just goes to show you how truly stupid we are, like, as Americans. Like, it just shows you how fucking dumb this country is. And that is sad.
That is sad.
It's very sad. So, yeah. But, so yeah, fuck you, Audi. I'm never going to buy one of your cars, your pretentious-ass fucking cars, you dickbag.
I hope if you're at your fucking little girl's boxcar derby, you're not thinking about that stupid-ass bullshit. Like, enjoy the moment, you fuck. Fuck.
Right, yeah, no shit. Like, the dad's like, God, I hope she's... she's winning this boxcar derby, and he's like, oh, I wonder if I should tell her grandpa hated her grandma, that fucking stupid cunt. The way he used to always throw her lasagna on the ground and say... Tastes dry again, bitch! What the fuck is wrong with you? You know what? I should have married your sister. Like, what? Like, what?
Seriously, though.
What are we doing? I don't understand. And why would you say those things to your daughter? What do you gain? Like, let's say you live in a world where all of that was true. Why would you ever fucking say that to your daughter?
Right.
What is wrong with you?
Fucking piece of shit. You're corporate. Oh, my God. You're corporate fascist puppet.
Maybe.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh, Audi. Oh. You will be wrathed from here on out.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, guys. We'll be right back with Aaron Parks. Great, fantastic musician. I'm excited to have her on. And yeah, we'll see you guys in a minute.
Hey, I'm that Andrew guy you were told about. Pants Pending Studios? Geek of all trades? Wait, no one told you to expect me? Ah, well, shit, I told them to tell you I was coming. Oh, well, let's get down to business. I came to present to you the best geek interview show ever! The Dracarium's Geek of All Trades podcast sits down with various geeks around the world, exposing their dark secrets and rummaging through their drawers. Oh, wait, I wasn't supposed to tell you that part. Anyway, it's a fun show where I sit down with a geek, whether they realize they're a geek or not, and ask them all kinds of questions. No matter how hard we try, we can't seem to stop being funny. So come over, give us a listen. Find us at celebrategeek.com/goat. Yes, goat. It's an acronym, get it? Hey, wait, why are you turning the music up? I wasn't finished. No!
Hi, I'm Ash.
Hi, I'm Steven.
I write fan fiction.
I'm a podcaster and a comedian, and neither of us
have seen a lot of movies, so we decided to get caught up
on our catalog of movies, and while talking about it,
I decided that we should podcast all of it.
And now, 2 years later, we're still at it.
And we're kind of a little bit more professional than ever. He wants to touch the...
Hiney.
Bryan Cranston, the one that knocks,
that is,
and the one that sends the Power Rangers out to go touch things.
He wants to get vertical on the Limbo Shack.
What the?
She is your soulmate because the Lord has told me.
What? he wants to jump through that tent and into the canyon and fly away while holding a ketchup bottle. I don't know how it works.
He wants to Left Eye Lopez for Destiny's Child.
So join us every Monday on iTunes, Stitcher,
or here on the Pants Pending Studios podcast network,
which you can find at pantspending.com.
This week in Deez Nuts. An eBay user is currently selling a Cheeto that looks uncannily like Harambe, the deceased gorilla from the Cincinnati Zoo. The Cheeto is selling for nearly $100,000. The posting title exclaims, "Gorilla Hot Cheetos, Rare, One-of-a-Kind Cheetos, Harambe Gorilla," and indicates that the gorilla-shaped snack is 1.5 inches in length. And he goes on to say, "This item up for bid is only for this unique Cheeto. Bag not included. This makes a great collectible for anyone who appreciates rare items." And also, finally, Harambe will now have the chance to get his revenge on children by killing them slowly through diabetes. And that's this week in Deez Nuts.
Hey, did what's your name get at you yesterday?
Deez Nuts!
With musician Aaron Parks. Let's do an original song of hers here. Time goes by. Yeah, listen to a little more of this. I like this.
You see the gold, but run for the silver. You know things are getting old. And you quit your job and run to California. Open for a better life. Well, time goes by and you learn a few lessons. We all know you never listen. We all hope that you'll get it through your thick skull. We all hope that you'll understand.
Like how Erin gets into her own song. She's like drifting away, getting lost in her own song. Wow.
Well, I recently found out that, well, because I write songs, and I'm like, okay, I don't know what it's about. But then I'm like, oh, wait, this song's about me. So
it's about you.
It is about me.
How weird that you would write about yourself.
Yeah, it was a, yeah, you know, life.
This is a beautiful song.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
This song's like better than anything you've heard on the radio in the last decade.
I can agree with that, but I don't agree to too much stuff about my music, so.
So, okay. That's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
I'm gonna like listen to this song again.
I know.
Yeah, totally. Your CD.
Yeah, so
I don't have one yet.
I just want to drift off to bed to that song.
No kidding. Right? So, guys, again, we are here with musician Aaron Parks in studio. Listen to summer music. We're going to talk to her a little bit. Thank you for coming on, Aaron. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's fun. So far.
Yeah, I could go downhill real quick. Yeah. Trust me. Yeah. Yeah. Most guests are happy when they get here. When they leave, they're
if we let them leave.
Yeah, they're just like, Yeah, they never talked to me again after that. No.
Well, are you going to like put me in that closet and just keep me there?
No.
We actually have a whole, you saw the room with the bed. Room over there. Yeah.
That's my dog's room.
That's your dog's
room. Yeah, she needs a room. No, that's a great, great song. I met Aaron through Pants Pending Studios, Glenn Case, host of Case No Point, and also his wife Rachel, and I was introduced to you at Iron Goat Brewing at a show of theirs, and wanted to have you on. I think I've seen you perform around town before too.
Yeah, I think you might have seen me at the Black Label Brewery.
I think so
as well.
Yeah, that's, you're there a lot, right?
Not a lot. No, I've played there a few times, okay. But not a whole lot.
Okay, so you're 18.
Yes.
And you seem pretty polished.
What does that mean?
For like you seem like you've got it. Like your music, your voice, the lyrics. Like how
your music's ahead of your years.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot.
You've
yeah.
heard that a lot. Oh, humble brag. Yeah, I get that a lot. It's no big deal. I'm pretty popular.
I mean, I've heard lots of things. I'm just like, what? Like people have said I'm gonna be the next Carole King, and I'm like, I don't know. Or I just hear stuff, and I'm like. No, it doesn't. It's like, I feel like every musician's kind of like that. All right,
just remember, when you're the next Carole King, remember who brought you on their podcast.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
And come back and see me.
Shout out.
No, I'm very, very talented. How'd you get started doing music? I mean, your dad does music, right?
Well, he's not my real dad, but yes, he does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. So how did he influence you, or how did this kind of tell me?
So it was more of before I met him, my real dad, who I was living with, he had a guitar.
Okay.
He's totally whacked. but he had a guitar, and one day I was just like, okay, I'm going to learn guitar. And then after 2 years of trying to get that guitar fixed, I finally just sat down and taught myself guitar when I was 13 or 14.
Wow.
Wow. So you taught yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Everything.
Everything.
You never had a lesson in your life?
Never.
Jeez. Doesn't that make you feel like you could do a lot more with your life, Monica?
Yeah, I know. I was just like, I need to get my act together.
Monica's like, you know what? I have a cat, and I've got a TiVo.
Cats are great.
Go home and watch the Kardashians.
I got a
Kardashian.
Cat, a dog, and I have Xfinity. Yeah.
And you got Xfinity. What about Netflix?
I got Netflix.
I got Netflix and chill. Yeah, she does.
You know.
So, I mean, it does. It makes you put it in perspective. Like, I was, at 13, I was like, I was drinking 40s old English and, you know, getting drunk on a bridge somewhere.
I taught myself how to drink. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I developed a strong liver and capacity for vodka.
Oh. Oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who are your inspirations musically? Because you know, you said people would compare you to Carole King. I was trying to figure out who I heard in there, but you tell me.
Okay. Well, when anyone asks me that question, I'm kind of like, I have no idea. The only music I listened to when I was 13 was Green Day and Panic at the Disco.
I can see that. It sounds a lot like Green Day. Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah.
A lot like Green Day and Panic at the Disco. But that's what I was listening to when I learned guitar. So the first song I ever learned was Good Riddance, Time of Your Life by Green Day. So.
Okay.
To me, that song sounded like it should be on the Juno soundtrack.
Yeah, yeah,
I like Juno soundtrack. Juno soundtrack. It's cool.
Yeah. So what do you do? Are you trying to do music full time? I mean, where do you?
I would like to. You know, it's a dream.
Yeah.
And you always hope for your dreams to come true, but you never know. So it's something that I would love to do full time, and I've actually considered it in the past. And I'm like, I don't know. It's like, you gotta make money. You gotta do this as an adult. You gotta go to school and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you don't have to. But
sure. No. Yeah. I'm proof of that.
Yeah.
I would say you're 18 years old. Just do whatever you want.
Right? I don't need to listen to anyone else.
Yeah, screw them.
You parents at home.
Yeah.
No.
No.
I'm not going to school. Well, actually, I probably
Wait,
will.
Don't say that you came here and then decided to stop going to school.
No.
The Social Hour does not endorse not going to school.
No. Pursue your dreams. Get an education. Say no to drugs. All right. That's our PSA.
Too late. Oh, no.
Oh, man. I'm going to have a lot of... I'm going to have, like, the parent teachers. The PTA knocking on my door. No. Oh, man.
At least she's of age.
Yeah. There you go.
For what?
Just, you know.
Just in general.
Trouble.
Just for trouble.
Just for trouble.
Hey. I haven't been arrested yet.
Oh, that's good.
No.
Good.
Unless you count that one time. No.
Right.
Let's not go into that.
That guy in the biker bar.
Yeah.
So how hard is it doing the music? And take this in the spirit it's intended, because doing the music you do is harder than doing terrible music. Because, like, terrible music is what people... dumb. We were talking about this in the first half of the show. America's dumb. Dumb people like terrible music.
Yeah.
And the majority of the world is just overrun by garbage music, right?
Mm-hmm.
You hear it everywhere you go. So it's harder as a good musician to actually get traction, I feel like.
Yes, it is. It's I get into many arguments about, like, music because people will say that this is good, and I'm like, you know what's good is Carole King, James Taylor, the old stuff, songwriters who actually write their own songs.
Yeah. And I feel like you listen to things on vinyl.
Vine? Oh, wait, vinyl. Yes, I know. Okay. Vinyl. I'm sorry.
Whoa. And wheeled.
Four.
Let's go about EP3.
And for the winner and most awkward moment of the night. Yeah, most misfired shot of the evening goes to Deese for you listen to vinyl.
Yeah.
I listen to YouTube on a regular basis.
Okay.
And Pandora.
I feel like that's the new vinyl.
Yeah.
Like, YouTube's the new vinyl. Like, it just has that old school.
I do like vinyl.
YouTube just has that, you know, raw sound. Yeah. It has that real.
That nice,
real.
Raw.
Yeah. I like to get on my old AOL discs and listen to it on, what's it called? Dial-up. It's got dial-up YouTube sound.
Oh, my God. Last time I heard about dial-up, I was probably like 4 or 5. So.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably true. Probably longer than that ago. Yeah.
14 years. Yeah. AOL.
Like, have you had, like, smartphones ever since, like, you were born, basically?
No. Okay. For me, it was like...
Hold on. But is it because you were poor or because you just didn't have them?
I didn't have them. So I grew up on a farm.
Oh.
So I hated it because my sister, who's... I think she's either 23 and 24. I have no idea. But
who
she
knows?
Got...
How would ever we ever come up with that information?
Right. When she was in middle school, I think she got, like, the Motorola Razr.
Oh.
And I was so mad because the only reason why she got it was because she was in ballet and she was... and she went to Lewis and Clark after she got out of middle school. So when we moved into the city, when I was around... I have no idea, 11 to 13 to 14. I'm not
so
sure.
So, like, last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. So when we moved in the city, I'm like, okay, I need a phone, Mom. Get me a phone. I need a phone. And she never got me a phone, so I ended up getting my own phone at 16.
At 16.
So what was it?
Oh, what
sidekick?
Was it?
Like a chocolate
sidekick?
Yeah.
No, it was two years ago.
That was the iPhone 4.
It was like an S. Yeah, it was a Galaxy S3 or something.
No, I don't think.
Decade ago.
What sort of? I actually can't remember. I did steal my dad's phone for a while and use his iPhone for a while, like the iPhone 4.
Are we accessories to a crime now? Are you admitting a crime? You stole your dad's phone?
No. I mean, I was still living in the house.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, he didn't care about it. So I'm like, I'm going to take it. You're breaking stuff.
My thingy's coming down.
Oh, no.
Thank you, podcast. Right that way.
Oh, all right, I'm back. It was like falling in my lap.
Hold on.
You can do
we're
this.
We're having technical difficulties, folks.
Sorry, folks.
Technical difficulties.
Everything is falling apart, but we'll be fine. We'll be back. Okay.
You know what? This is why we're getting rid of Monica.
If you break it, you buy it.
Is this like my interview? Is this like where I come in and I take her place?
Yeah.
Oh, snap. They are
that
looking.
Can, that
they
can
are
happen
looking.
Very easily.
Surprise. Yeah. You've been replaced by a younger model.
Yeah. We upgraded.
Story of my life.
Lot, so I don't have yeah. blonde hair.
A lot
so.
Less well. Miles.
Less things.
You know.
Wait, what were you talking about?
Less sass.
Less sass. So, I don't know about the sass part. I
oh,
feel
yeah,
like
smartphone.
Yeah, smartphone. So, yeah, what was it like? So, this is, it's so interesting to me because I grew up in a time where, like, I feel like my generation and Traz and Monica are about my age.
Wait, how old are you?
We're like early
20s.
Oh, you guess how old we are.
Well, I would have guessed that you were like 30s. I would have guessed you are 20s and you are 20s.
Oh, please don't.
That's right. That's right.
Really, she's pandering.
Really, yeah. Yeah.
Fresh as a daisy over here.
Is 34. Mm-hmm. I'm 29 and Monica is
33.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a surprise. Yeah. That's a surprise.
You just wait, Aaron. You're gonna wake up in a blink of an eye and be 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Me. Yesterday I was 18. It was.
I'm gonna be 19 in April.
Oh yeah. What are you gonna do?
Nothing. Probably right. hang out with my dog and my cats, and they won't give a shit. So.
So let's talk. I do want to talk technology for a minute though, because like I said, I grew up in a weird time where like.
Breaking it
what
again.
What are you trying to do here?
What are you doing?
Like, like,
I can't stop playing.
Like her
with
last
it.
Show, and she's got. So, guys, is this. What if I do? Can you still hear me again if I do? What about.
Dude, this thing's in my boobs.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Oh,
but what about
good.
The microphone? Okay. Hold on.
Oh, great. Oh, no.
I broke it.
Knows what it wants.
Yay. All right.
Deez, good job.
Yeah.
He fixed the microphone and got it out of Monica's chest.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm going to dive in there.
I know.
Get in
all
those
better.
Boobs.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Children, come on now.
She wouldn't be able to take my spot. You'd be in way too much trouble.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get through 15 minutes of a show.
No, probably not. All right. So, like, yeah, what is technology like? What's your relationship with technology?
Oh, my God, it's amazing. It's like, this. It's probably the reason I don't have a boyfriend. So.
Me too.
Same with Monica. Yeah. Yeah. they're probably different, a little different though.
Technology's pretty great. It's my friend.
Because I mean, you grew up with like you. They're always well, maybe not on the farm, but like their computers
the
and
Wii.
Satellites and Wii.
The Wii. Oh my God, the Wii was the best thing ever.
Hmm. The Wii.
Super Smash Bros. All the way.
All right. I've done the Wii bowling. That's about it. Because
yeah.
I'm old.
Boring.
That's what we
do. At Contiki.
Yeah. What's that?
Did you Wii bowl at Contiki?
What's Contiki?
Oh, it's the bar next to the strip club. That's the
what is that?
Oh no.
Oh.
No,
I thought
is that? Well, we know where you Wii bowled. Bet you real good.
I don't
at that
call
game.
That Wii bowling. Listen. Average. So, all right. So what are some of your musical influences? I mean, you said Carole King, think James Taylor, but I mean, like, who do you think inspires you?
Who inspires me?
And besides Jesus.
Besides Jesus, yeah, I'm so religious.
She might fit.
We're gonna have her back.
She's definitely coming back.
Let me check my iTunes because my iTunes tells me a lot about me.
Okay.
I'm not 100% like who are my influences because I don't think about it that often.
Here's a good question. This is something fun I always do with guests. I'll have you write it down, and then you hand it over to me like some weird,
like it's a top secret.
Yeah, I want you to write down your a guilty pleasure song.
Oh, okay.
And what I mean is like a song that Do you know what I mean by guilty pleasure song?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Something that you don't want other people thinking that you like.
Right, but you listen to the shit out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I have some songs that we all know. Well, these guys know my songs.
Meghan Trainor.
Meghan Trainor. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a couple that are big ones.
You're proud of most of your music, though.
Well,
George Michael.
George Michael Prince. Is not a kid. That guy is just amazing.
Was.
This is one of
was.
My
was.
this is
oh yeah.
This is a guilty pleasure of mine.
Nope.
This is the jam.
Oh, Miley Cyrus.
Uh-huh. Got the plane at LAX.
Got the dream in my cardigan. Again.
No. Yeah. Hey, I got 4G in here. What?
Yeah, get that.
okay.
All right, so we're gonna play. Wow. I don't know which one's the band and which one's the song.
The first is the song. By Bowling for Soup. Okay.
Does Traz know this one?
I've heard of Bowling for Soup, so.
But this song is what, like, I remember when my sister first learned to drive, she'd blast this in the car, and I would just sing along to it, but it's a terrible song. It's the chorus is terrible. This shouldn't be heard by children.
I don't think a lot of children
listen
to this
show.
Show.
Yeah, the show shouldn't be heard by children. I could lay it on real thick, cause I
know how you don't like to get bogged down. This is a song to snowboard to if you're a snowboarder.
Alright.
Sorry I swore just then, cause I know you hate it. Sucks, but I ate it. Cause I loved you even more than you could ever imagine. Here's a friendly goodbye. 5, 6, 7, ain't that a bee within it? She got a mother trucker, you can ride.
Ain't I'm that a bee within it?
You know what's worth it for me through.
Get it.
Thank you.
I feel like if someone played this song for you and said, is this a real band or is this Weird Al? you wouldn't be able to tell me with 100% certainty which one it was. Well, they kind of ramp it up in the second verse.
Sorry I flipped you off, cause I know how you hate it. The homemade porn. Here's loving you even more than you could ever imagine. Here's a friendly goodbye. 5, 6, 7, ain't that a bee within it? She got a mother trucker, you can go to H-E double hockey sticks and F yourself, cause I'm flipping gosh darn sick of all the S words you put me through. So F you. F you.
Yeah. I actually totally gonna listen to this song from now on.
This is the like non-innocent side of me.
Wow.
I'm usually a pretty innocent person.
I can tell.
Yeah. Be with an itch, mother truck, and double hockey sticks. Heck yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. This I snowboard to this like crazy.
Makes sense. That tracks.
Or, I mean, it also could be a Panic at the Disco song as well. That is guilty pleasure. Especially lying is the most fun a girl can have without taking her clothes off. That's a good song.
Hella Teenage
Angst. Wow.
It's a really, really long title. That's what they're known for, I think.
So, how many original songs do you have?
Oh, God. I mean, original songs that I think I still play, probably 10. Original songs probably all together, 20 to 25.
20 to 25, all right.
I don't like to play my older stuff because it's stupid.
You mean when you were 17?
I started writing when I was 15, 16,
okay.
I think.
Do you have any upcoming shows, dates?
No.
All right.
I don't.
We got to get this girl some
shows.
We
need
talented.
Hey, we'll just take you to the pin with us tonight and throw you up on stage.
It's an
pin.
It's an 18 plus show.
Yeah.
I don't have a state ID, sorry.
Ooh, uh-oh. Yeah.
Why don't you have a state ID?
Because is Trump
kicking you out? Are you getting deported?
Yeah, Trump's totally kicking me out. I don't have a state ID because I don't drive because I hate cars.
Oh my God, same with me too.
Oh my God. Oh my God, we're twinsies.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Just because I never wanted to drive. And then, I mean, I could get a state ID or something.
Do you not know how to drive?
You could say that. I mean,
like, don't give her the keys to your car or anything.
Don't.
No.
You know, okay. You do not want to see Aaron drive a car.
Right. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
All right.
There's a video of somewhere on Facebook.
Of you driving?
Yeah.
And crashing or?
No, I mean, I drove, but.
All right.
It wasn't pretty.
Let's get you some shows. I want to get you some shows.
Okie dokes. I'm good with that. I like shows.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. So what we're gonna do? You want to play a live? We're gonna play a song for us live. I heard.
I can indeed do. Yes.
Okay. Let's see. You need a microphone for your guitar too down there, don't you?
Maybe. Yes. I mean, it does have a plug in if you want to plug it in.
Oh, where can we plug it into? Could plug it into here, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know stuff.
Or do you want me to just hold my mic?
Yeah, do you want to just hold your mic over there?
Whoa. Oh,
the microphone dips into your chest.
Or maybe Traz might need to.
Yeah, just hold it. Hold.
What song do I want to play? I gotta lean back. Hold on.
Do you have a plug?
I do not.
Oh, I don't either then. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll just do the microphone.
Yeah.
What song are we going to hear?
I did not prepare this.
we just grabbed her off the street and told her she was going to be on a podcast. You have no idea.
I was just walking on the sidewalk and they were like, hey, you want to come in and be on a podcast? Yeah, totally. I don't know if you guys are serial killers, but yeah, sure.
I even have my guitar.
I could play an older one or a newer one. Which one do you guys want to hear?
I want to hear a newer one.
Newer one. Okay.
What's the name of this song?
Lightning Strike. This is on YouTube as well.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just going. Okay. Never knew what to do. I never knew what to say. As my heart beats faster, my lungs become smaller, and I can't say a word to you. I am helpless. I am like a lightning strike. I burn bridges, and I make mistakes sometimes. I hope it's normal. Disaster hits once in a while. I hope it's alright if I stay here tonight. I never wanted to hide. I never wanted to run away. But my limbs become colder and my shoulders shiver, and I can't walk another mile. I am helpless. I am like a mountain hike. I want to get there, but at the same time I want to fly. And if it's snowing, I may turn right back around. And if it's windy, I'll find shelter somehow. Ooh. 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 I am helpless. I just want to feel fine. Once I feel fine, I will find a way to climb. it won't matter if it's day or if it's night, as long as I will be alright. I am helpless, I am like a lightning strike. I burn bridges and I make mistakes sometimes. I hope it's normal. Disaster hits once in a while. I hope it's alright if I stay here tonight.
Woo! Wow!
Thank you.
Holy smokes! God damn, girl.
I know.
That was so good.
I know.
Thank you.
Oh,
we getting you a show for show.
Yeah, we're hooking you up. Do you need management?
I'll make an event.
Oh, I want a manager so I can be like, contact my manager.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
Hold on. Hold on. 1 second. We're going to do this. And.
Okay. What's happening?
Yeah!
Yes! I'm performing in some sort of stadium.
Standing
ovation. Yeah. You guys are live streaming me in like some crazy stadium, and I'm famous right now. You guys put me on America's Got Talent, I guess.
No, that was...
What's happening?
Now we're crossing over. All right, now that was amazing. That was super. You're a phenomenal songwriter and a phenomenal guitarist.
Thank you.
Very, very talented. I love your music.
Thank you.
The type of music I want to listen to. It's like rainy day hot tea music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got a sweater and my hot tea and a rainy day.
It's
and
like that Spotify coffee house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the song that plays in the romantic comedy, but like the dark romantic comedy where they
Twilight.
But like where the couple broke up and they realize they should be broken up and they're just accepting it. They're like kind of sad, but they're like,
cute,
but they're
but
like,
I mean, sad,
they're like, yeah,
but it's cool,
but it's for
cute.
The best.
I don't know what
I loved them, but and they're happy. They're happy, sad, you know, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I struggle with it with Grey's Anatomy. Oh my God.
That's my life right now.
That's my life.
That's but that, life. That is that, that's, I love your music. I'm going to listen to, I'm going to save your, what was the name of that song?
Lightning Strike.
Phenomenal. I really appreciate that. Honestly, that was fucking amazing. That might be like the greatest thing that's happened in this studio.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can people buy your CD?
I don't have anything right now, but I do have a Patreon, and I'm slowly putting music on there for people who are my Patreon. So.
Well, shout it out there. How can they find it?
You can find my Patreon following my YouTube channel. If you'd like, I have all my links in the descriptions on my every single video. Aaron Parks, P-A-R-K-E-S.
All right.
That's the hard part. It's like, I feel like I need to change my last name because nobody...
With an E-S,
because everyone's like, wait, so P-A-R-K-S, and then they can't find me on YouTube.
Why?
Just tell people your name is Parkes.
Parkes. I could do that, but it's like my entire life I'm so used to saying my name's Parks.
There you go. All right. Well, I appreciate that. That was pretty phenomenal.
Thank you.
All right.
Are you not on Facebook?
Can we have you play again later?
I am on Facebook. I do have a Facebook page. I got a...
Oh, is it not E-R-I-N?
It's E-R-I-N.
It is?
Yeah.
All right.
And it's not...
And on Facebook, if you want to add me as a friend, it's Aaron Catherine Parks. I have my middle name in there. C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E.
I am Monica Catherine as well.
Oh my God.
You guys are twinsies too.
Oh my God. Everyone, we're triplets.
We're quadruplets.
We're quadruplets. Oh, we're this. Oh God, that's scary. Okay. We're this like.
I know.
Group. We. Oh my God.
We should hang out. We should eat pizza. We should eat pizza and watch Gossip Girl.
Oh my God. Yes. Wait, no, not Gossip Girl.
Gilmore Girls.
No, wait. I've already watched it all. I can't rewatch it. It's too depressing.
Stranger Things 2.
I know.
I don't know.
You picked the show.
Fuck. I know. God damn it, Aaron. You're a real pain in the ass with this. You know, this is why we don't hang out more.
Grey's Anatomy, guys, or SpongeBob.
Okay.
SpongeBob's pretty great.
Sponge's Anatomy.
What?
All right.
Sponge's
all right. Well, I have 20 minutes before I need to leave. So we're going to get into some. We're going to get into the final countdown.
Final countdown.
This is Monica's, or I'm sorry, this is the last, I'm just going to go live with this. The very final Stuff According to Stutz.
Stuff According to Stutz.
It's my job to speak up for the people that Dees puts down.
All right. Well, if you watched the Super Bowl yesterday, you will have seen the comeback of the year. Tom Brady and the Patriots went on to win 34 to 28, I think. Anyway, in overtime. Let's see. So, obviously, that was great. Everybody's pissed. Hashtag not my Super Bowl.
I'm actually not pissed.
You're, of course.
I'm super happy. I don't watch the Super Bowl because fuck corporate fascism.
Those corporate fascist NFL people.
Yeah. Fuck all those guys in suits. I'm just really happy that the Patriots won and pissed off the maximum amount of Americans.
Yeah. That's true.
It's like Donald Trump's election. First that, now this.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Everybody's mad. Lady Gaga performed the halftime show. It was expected, rumor, for Beyonce to show. She did not.
There were no cameos.
There was no cameos. I was waiting, like, the whole time for somebody to show up.
Yeah, usually it's like Beyonce, but then like Bruno Mars and the Black Eyed Peas show up, and then like suddenly I'm there, and then it's like Carrot Top. And
I think Beyonce was going to come, but with the announcement of her being pregnant,
she didn't make it.
Didn't. And this was
Beyonce's pregnant?
Yeah.
With twins.
I'm way
with twins?
Yeah, with twins.
Wow.
All
right.
So this
little Beyonce.
Yes.
Little bees.
So this kicked off Lady Gaga announcing her 2017 tour as well.
Okay. I have a question. This is a mystery that I need to call Robert Stack about.
Who's Robert Stack?
He's the guy who used to host Unsolved Mysteries.
No. The creepy guy.
I don't know.
Is Lady Gaga hot or not?
God.
Well, did you see that SpongeBob meme about her floating?
I did
in the
see
air?
That actually.
I mean, everyone thought that was pretty hot.
I don't think she's hot, but I think that she's like fabulous. Like,
okay.
She brings
She's
she's eccentric. She goes for it. She owns herself.
Yeah.
She's definitely a lot better looking than she was when she first started.
Yeah, she's like, you
That's
know,
true.
she owns who she is, and she's
sparkles.
Comfortable in her skin, which is like kind of a sexy thing.
Yeah.
But like, is she pretty? Is she sexy? Is she hot? I don't
I
know.
Think so.
That's like three different questions.
That's true.
Yeah.
Let's go with, is she hot?
I don't think she's hot per se.
No, she's like six.
Okay.
I'd give her a 7.
Yeah, but you give fucking gas station Hot Pockets a 9.5.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Dude, Hot Pockets are legit.
Oh, Hot Pockets are pretty cool,
That's probably the best food
hot
ever
pockets
made.
Hot Pockets
and
ramen.
Yes.
Hot Pockets and ramen. Together or separate?
With a monster.
With a monster. With a monster.
Actually, that just gave me an idea.
All right. Okay. Are you going to share it?
But, I mean, there was a lot of different opinions as to whether the show was really good, because everybody was kind of waiting for something. But then people that really like Lady Gaga and the fact that she did all her old music and it was just her, they felt like she really brought it. And what it goes into her doing all the performance, and then she goes down and plays a piano and is able to sing at the same time. She's definitely talented.
Well, she's not singing. She was singing. She was lip syncing.
Not when she played the piano.
Oh, not when she played the piano. Maybe not when
she
played the
piano. When
she played
the piano. That was after. I mean, she was lip syncing after she had performed. I mean, she had freaking dropped down from...
Dropped down
from the sky, plus doing three songs prior to playing the piano and singing.
Yeah.
And she's talked about how much that, you know, takes to be able to steady your voice and do that. And so in watching it, I was watching it with two other girls that are huge Lady Gaga fans, so they were just like, oh my God, she is slaying right now. She is slaying. And I'm like, just waiting for something else to happen. And it fell a little short for me, because the halftime show is always, I like to see something a little more besides.
You're good.
A little more besides pyrotechnics.
Yeah.
And I felt that it was a lot of that. I was waiting for somebody else to come in. I thought somebody else coming in and her doing one of their songs, or them doing her song with her, could have brought it up a notch because it would have given it another like edge.
There's no doubt she's talented. But it did seem like it was lacking. Like there was just really kind of like, you know, maybe we're just so jaded because everything's so big and like explosions and there's 18 people and there's flying monkeys. Like,
oh,
we're all just,
God.
Like, we're just like, oh, that's so vanilla, but I guess it's okay.
Everybody either had, you either really liked it or you like totally didn't like it. Like, everybody was like, Mariah Carey at New Year's Eve was better than that. And I was like, that's like a burn,
know,
but I still thought she did a phenomenal job. It kicked off her tour. She had spoken, she'd done a lot of press before and after about it being really important to her. She was promoting it, had a lot of promoting America and yada yada.
It was a good show, game. I can't believe the Falcons blew it.
I know.
That was.
I can't believe that happened. Also, at the Super Bowl, I know you showed the Audi commercial, the most controversial commercial of the year. Well, I mean, we're not that far into it, but and they couldn't even play all of it. Was for 84 Lumber, and it was a mother and a daughter of Hispanic, and that they were going to the wall. They get to a wall and they find a door, and it's all the controversial Trump building the wall kind of thing. And there's the full version. They broke, like, the internet site broke last night when everybody watched it, because they did. I think there was two different versions of it that aired, but not the full version. And it was for 84 Lumber, advertising a lumber company, talking about a Hispanic, a mother and daughter going to the wall and there being a door, and that you could go and you could log into 84 Lumber, see the video, and then and log on a thing. So
that's
this
genius marketing.
Genius. Genius. But I don't know if they couldn't.
They intentionally got shitty ass web hosting so they could be like, oh, we broke the internet.
Yeah.
Well, they're 84. I mean, whoever thought, I mean, that's a lot of money to have one of those.
Lumber
I mean, I was waiting, like, as the commercial, I was like, dude, who is this? And it's like 84 Lumber. We're like, it's a wood company.
I don't know if it's a wood company or a porn site.
I couldn't tell you. And so, I mean, everybody wants to know about 84 Lumber now. So, I mean,
they're probably .net too. They don't have like a .com.
Yeah, really? Like, I know, it's like dial-ups.
Oh God.
Yeah, I don't know. So
who uses .net?
Yeah. So
who used .net ever?
That was the top stuff. Top stuff. Top highlights. The people that most people that are upset about the Patriots winning, it's, you know, in regards to the fact that Deflategate happened last year, and on the, you know,
Deflategate. That sounds really serious.
Yeah.
What is
you're not familiar with it?
I'm no. not familiar.
Oh my God!
With it,
and of course, you're rooting for a team you don't even know what the frick you're talking about, because you don't even know what Deflategate is.
Well, that sounds serious. Like, it what is. They do?
Tom Brady was he had to stay out of
four games
this year, because last year they were accused of deflating the balls. And
before
the games,
to
make
it
easier
to
throw and catch, and they were found guilty of it, and he was suspended and fined. And so on the brink of that,
4 or 5 PSI. What's up?
I don't know. I don't know. But
so on the brink of that, they end up winning the Super Bowl, pissing off everybody, because they cheated.
Well, they've been caught cheating so many times, just spying on other teams and things like that. Yeah. I know, right? I know.
Yeah. So for them to win, that's why people are pissed, because you have this underdog team who made it to the Super Bowl.
Hooker.
And then, I mean, they're up 24-3, and then they lose. I mean, people, it was very
upsetting.
Just
want to say, I didn't watch the Super Bowl, and I don't watch football.
Because
the corporate fascists, motherfuckers.
I watched the Puppy Bowl.
I want to say Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time.
Ew, you can take your blasphemous mouth out of this studio now.
It's like, I don't even know anything about him. I haven't watched
Trash, if you want to continue our friendship, we might need to stop talking.
5 Super Bowls? Shit.
Most in history.
Didn't he set the record for most passing yards last night, too?
He passed Montana.
I thought you didn't watch the game.
No, I just have friends to tell
you
about
You're blowing out a lot of stats here for a guy who allegedly didn't watch the game.
Joe Montana is the best quarterback of all time, and Tom Brady sucks.
My.
Look,
Five.
I will settle this right here and now, because I am the most pragmatic person you'll ever meet that doesn't attach emotion to any opinion. I hate Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
I hate everything about Massachusetts.
He's taking notes.
I don't even like anything east of the Mississippi.
I love Boston.
But.
Wish he wasn't there.
It pains me to say it, just like it pains me to say that Michael Jordan was the greatest basketball player of all time, because I fucking hate him too.
What?
You hate Michael Jordan?
I grew up in the 80s in LA. I'm a Magic Johnson fan. I was a Lakers kid.
That doesn't mean you.
Wow.
Yeah.
it's a whole nother time, darling.
Yeah. Yeah, back when Coke was good for you and AIDS didn't exist.
and we were all on a rotary phone.
But
my point, one phone, one answering machine.
My point is, it pains me to say it, but Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time.
He's not.
He absolutely is.
No,
I hate to say it.
Not when he's a cheater.
He's still great. He's the greatest.
So is Lance Armstrong the best bicyclist of all time, even though he freaking cheated? No, because you don't know what he would be if he hadn't.
Name one other biker.
I don't know.
Right. Lance Armstrong's the greatest fucking biker ever.
It's just because you bike.
You can't even name a number two.
Because nobody watches biking.
It's called cycling.
It's called cycling.
We're not six. Fuck.
Yo.
You guys, I'm talking about this one.
All right. We going to move on.
All right.
Bicycling is what you do at the gym.
That's right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We got time for one.
You know
what
I do at the gym?
Sit in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Wow.
I peruse the men.
Wow.
All right. We got time for one more.
Let's see.
We got time for
two more. Let's see. Well, Biggie Smalls is back. Faith Evans is releasing a CD of duets of her and Biggie that they had recorded before his passing. And that will be released on March, it's going to be called The King and I. It should be released later this year, but it will be an album of duets with him.
Aaron,
That's exciting.
What year were you born?
98.
She was born after Tupac and Biggie got murdered.
Yeah, it's been 20 years.
Damn.
All right.
Who Biggie Smalls is, probably.
And lastly, Mariah Carey burned her $250,000 wedding dress, Valentino wedding dress, for her music video
after
she and her ex-fiancé called off their wedding, and she made a song that she just recorded to pay ode to the relationship falling and burning of the $250,000 Valentino dress. Mariah Carey with the spite. Coming in with the spite, Mariah Carey, because he paid for it.
I feel like it's something you'd do.
Yeah, probably.
Yep.
I'd probably like.
So Biggie's back. Mariah's
back.
Gone.
Mariah's spiteful.
No last and, Kardashian news.
Kim's doing. She's going through the trial right now for the France robbery. Second day of court today. Didn't know if you wanted to know about that or not. And Beyonce is pregnant with twins, and she broke Instagram with 74 million likes on the first day.
I heard that.
Announcing
probably not
her
as
pregnancy.
Many likes as PewDiePie gets.
Who?
PewDiePie.
No, probably not.
PewDiePie gets like a trillion days.
What's PewDiePie?
PewDiePie.
What's PewDiePie?
Oh my god, you guys don't know PewDiePie?
No. I'm too old.
No! PewDiePie is a very, very, he's the most popular YouTuber on YouTube.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure. He has like 50,000 million subscribers?
50,000 million.
50,000. That sounds wrong.
50 no. million?
I don't know that number.
50,000 million. Yeah.
50 million.
And this kid's is why I you think. Stay in school.
Wait,
yeah, no. don't become a musician at 13.
Shut up.
Get an education.
Nope. Not going to go into that now.
She's about to call you out for going to school.
I never went.
Okay, now I got to look up. Now I got to look this up because I don't know.
Well, that was my last stuff, according to Stutz.
Man.
Oh, I'll come back to you guys can call me for your Kardashian updates.
All right.
Kim.
And that was the news, everyone.
And that was Stuff, according to Stutz.
Like, oh my God, she is slaying right now. She is slaying.
All right. She's taking selfies over there.
No, I'm not taking selfies.
Trying
I'm trying to get some,
gigs.
Some data here.
All right.
But it says I have 4G. What the hell?
No, this basement's rough.
Okay. All right, guys. We are coming to the end of the show.
It's been a pleasure.
We have one last bit of business before we get out of here. And that is, as per usual, since the end of the beginning of the year, we end the show by saying nice things about each other. Since I'm the host, I'll start.
Oh, God.
Monica, thank you for all your time on the podcast. It's been great. Please do come back.
I will.
You will be missed. I'm glad I picked you and brought you on the show. You've been a great addition to the show for the last year and a half. You'll be missed. I'm not going to miss you in the next week, and I've got to fucking change my logo and shit. But I'm a pain in the ass.
Sorry.
Aaron, thanks for coming on the show. You're an amazing musician.
Thank
Seriously,
you.
Like you blow me away. Like the music's good. The lyrics are awesome. Like they're deep. They're good. It makes me feel something, and I'm dead inside. So yeah, I appreciate it.
Truth.
it's good. Traz, thank you for always bringing your great opinions and hating on corporate fascism. And congratulations on getting that gem found, man.
Oh yeah, that gem's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm really stuck.
Now it's in a museum.
Yeah.
I don't go to museums.
All right, Monica.
Let's see. It was a pleasure meeting you, Aaron. I'm already thinking about a show for you come April. Raise money for autism awareness. I really enjoy your music. I'm definitely going to check out your YouTube channel. And let's get you making some money. I'll be your manager.
I
already called dibs.
No, I have more free time than he does
now. I have more connections.
Let's be honest. I do.
Okay.
Traz,
let me
pleasure.
Get
you
in the girl.
Yeah, girl. I know. You know who you are. It's like the voice. Like, I'm Christina Aguilera, and he's like Blake Shelton. You know who you're going for.
Yeah, the washed up blonde.
Here's the thing. People would probably see you and be like, are you guys related or something?
Yeah.
And I'd just be like,
hey, who's your dad? What's your dad's name?
What's your dad's name? Whereas they'd be like, hey, who's your older sister?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is so much nicer. Yeah. Like, older sisters are so much cooler than
they'd
older
be like,
brothers.
Hey, it's so.
I swear to God, I have like a. Not real, but you know what I mean. You know those family, like brothers, people, you know?
Older brothers, yeah.
But they're not actually your family?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have too many of those. Okay. I don't need any more.
All right, I get that.
All right, let's see. Traz, it has been a pleasure having you on the show for the short time that you have. I know you are going to be in a great addition with Deese and whoever else fills my position, and that I will be continuing to listen. Corporate fascism, you can always... Tom Brady is not the best, and but love your spirit.
I like
and
how after she's leaving the show now she's gonna start listening. She hasn't listened to a fucking
episode
because
I'm here. Why do you want me to listen to it twice?
I know, I'm just wow. kidding. I'm
I listen
kidding.
When I'm not on
yeah,
to see if you guys talk shit about me.
I'm just kidding.
yes.
I thought we were trying to do cool.
Yeah, sorry. Nice thing. Hold on, nice thing.
I'll see you on Tuesdays at Wild Dogs or for pizza at the Monterey. And Deese, it's been a pleasure. I am glad that you picked me. I remember sitting in this chair a year and a half ago, nervous. And then I was like, oh, it's just Deese. I got this.
Yeah.
And it felt like it worked, you know? It felt like it was natural, and it's been a lovely ride. Thanks for always making me feel appreciated and putting so much work into the show, and that it could be something that we could really be proud of.
You bet.
Yeah, I want to cry right now. This is too much emotion.
How about we just get into like a group hug and then just
our quadruple group hug.
That's weird. Don't let Deese in there.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, Deese. You're not part of it.
All right. We got 4 minutes.
All right,
Monica.
I think you're absolutely fabulous in the fabulous sense of the word. You just like you radiate that glamorousness, and you're super awesome and hilarious. Like your jokes are on point, despite what anybody says.
Deese.
I think you're hella funny, and I always will. I can't wait to hang out with you on Tuesdays or Wednesdays or whenever we hang out. It's going to be a wild time, of course.
Of course.
So you have a special soul and a beautiful personality. Oh, you're a beautiful person in real life, too.
Oh.
And, yeah, just all the best wishes for you.
Thank you.
Aaron, I honestly think you're, like, one of the most talented musicians I've ever heard.
Thank you.
Your music is, like, beyond your years. And I'm excited to work with these people to get you booked out. Get you some gigs, you know. Make it as a musician. Fuck college.
Fuck $10,000 in debt, or not even $10,000. It would be more like
probably like 20.
Yeah.
No, not even.
Where are you going to college? Oh, 60. Shit. Where are you going to college?
Well, I'm going to, yeah.
Sorry, 2 minutes.
That's for a separate topic.
All
right, Deez, you're freaking fabulous. You know, I think that.
I'm pretty fabulous.
Fabulous.
I really like your taste in flannels today. I think it's tight.
I actually like that flannel. It's a cool flannel.
Wait, which one do you like more? Shit, girls.
Oh, shit. I like
them better on the floor.
Damn, you're going to be amazed. So, yeah, just that. I think you're an awesome person. You bring together all the best people. That's, like, one of your, like, very awesome, unique skills you have.
Thank you.
Yeah. So.
Aw.
All right.
Everybody's special.
Thank you. Aaron?
Okay. I'm not good with compliments, but let's do this.
Make it awkward.
All right. I'll make it awkward. Monica, you are awesome.
Oh, okay.
And I appreciate the lovely words, as from all of you. And we can be best friends and sisters now.
Yes. And we'll get all our animals together.
Oh, my God.
My cat.
Doggy played it.
Eat your cat.
Doggy played it. Puppy played it.
Yes, puppy played it.
How do I pronounce your name?
Trash.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to say Trash or Taz.
My mom named me Trash. What a fucking bitch.
He just dropped that H. Like
hard H. No go.
I like flannel. It's pretty cool.
Thanks.
Chill. I've seen you around town. I don't know where, but I feel like I've seen you in multiple places. You're nice.
Thanks.
I'm not good with compliments. I'm so sorry.
You can tell.
Thank you.
Deez?
Yes. Say thank you.
Oh, from here. Yeah.
And Deez, thank you for bringing me on the show. I don't really know what else.
Wow, you had a lot to say for everyone else, and then you're like, thanks for letting me come over.
No, okay, you have the best flannel in this room.
That's true.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
That's true.
Sorry.
Flannel.
You have the coolest flannel, and yeah.
Okay.
And I really appreciate you guys. You guys are cool.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. Come, please, come back on.
Yeah.
Right.
I love this.
Okay.
Great last
yes.
show.
Let's we'll get you back on again. I'd love to have you back on, play some more of your music, and yeah, we'll try and get you some gigs. So all right, guys. So for the social hour, I am decent for the last time, Monica.
Yep, kisses to my bitches and hugs to my thugs.
All right.
Oh wow.
And for Traz awesome and Aaron. Aaron.
Mazel
tov. What? Oh, hey guys! Hi.
All right, Monica. Thank you again. Love you, dear. We'll miss you, but come back and yeah. All right.
For sure.
And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to female production assistants, go-kart derby drivers, AOL dial-up, Lady Gaga, Joe Montana, Monica, and cyclists. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, we're twinsies.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants pending.
Pants pending.
Pants pending.
Pants pending.
Pants pending.
Pants pending. Studios!